I'm Tom A. Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 40-year-old Roman Andrew Polson of Artesia was sentenced in federal court to 4 years and 3 months for the 2020 robbery of the Washington Federal Bank in Artesia. According to a plea agreement and other court records, on July 15th of last year, Polson entered the bank and gave a demand note to a teller, who then placed the money into a bank envelope and gave it to Polson. Polson fled the bank and Artesia police officers arrested him at a local grocery store. 29-year-old Nathan Seth Reed of Roswell was arrested by Roswell police early Wednesday morning after he led them on a high-speed chase through Roswell. According to police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth, Reed was identified as the driver of a vehicle that police had pursued starting around 4:40 a.m. Wednesday after it was observed speeding near Deming and Ohio Streets. The vehicle was observed again near College Boulevard and Main Street, traveling at a high rate of speed and without its headlights on. Eventually, Reed's vehicle lost the front wheel and he pulled into a parking lot of a local bank where he was arrested. Reed has been charged with aggravated fleeing of a law enforcement officer. He was also arrested for 2 warrants regarding failure to appear. Roswell Police and its K-9 unit conducted drug searches Wednesday at Roswell High School and Goddard High School in response to the increased frequency use of vape pens. In some cases, the vape pens have been found to be laced with small amounts of fentanyl, a very lethal drug. Nothing was found on Wednesday, but the K-9 unit will continue to conduct searches on a regular basis. 34-year-old Joseph Barnhill of Roswell was sentenced to prison for 10 years for his part in a 2012 burglary in which Sal Sanchez was shot and killed. Barnhill had pled guilty to the burglary charge as part of a plea agreement, which included prosecutors dismissing a murder charge against him. Barnhill then turned state evidence against 31-year-old Luis Jimenez, who was sentenced to life in prison on 1 count of first-degree murder in that same case. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.